Yeah. the feeling stays. I wanna love you, but I get so blown away. Blown
Young singing about being blown away on our foggy trip.
Let us pray, Chris.
Yes, talking of praying, I strangely great mate, and welcome to Paul Welton again in the studio. We thought you were never going to come back, but here we are.
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I've come back for a second attempt.
After relentless week. Yes, this morning I strangely went to church. It was our 43rd wedding anniversary recently, and it was also our 49th anniversary. Mrs. Caff, you know, not Paul and I.
No, heaven forbid.
I've known Paul since I was on Caroline, 2001?
Yeah, something like that.
Over
20 years, Chris.
Yeah, we used to go down to Maidstone.
We did.
That was...
in the night.
In the middle of the night, yeah. So I went to church and sung hymns and listened to the church organ. And although it reminded me of Neil Young, it mainly reminded me of that first track I played called Dream Magazine by Svensk. And that was the first track you mentioned to me when I said I'd been to church this morning, listened to an
organ. I automatically thought of the church organs on that, yeah.
Yeah, so we began with Svensk. Do we know anything about Svensk?
I had a look at his, track record, so to speak, and I think there's only about two singles actually released, but I don't know anything about the artist at all.
No. Okay, well, last time you were here, Paul, we finished off with the Enid and Both Sides of Their single, Golden Earrings and Omega, and... Golden Earrings was released again 3 years later in 1980, still with Golden Earrings showing on the picture sleeve as the B-side, but strangely the catalogue number tried to insist it was the A-side. This was the actual A-side, 665, The Great Bean. Do we know anything about this one, Paul?
Absolutely nothing.
No, but once again, this wasn't on either of the first two albums, Airy Fairy Nonsense and In the Region of the Summer Stars. I'll turn both of our microphones off so we can hear the quiet start of this Enid single.
Good evening.
Self-abuse, but he doesn't do much for me, sir.
So obliging old Nick popped up double quick and took the young fellow aside, sir.
Get in there and grapple that bird with the apple. Its benefits can't be denied, sir.
Fire brings down the lot. Demons are stirring the pot.
Fire brings down the lot. Demons are stirring the pot.
They stand on your bellies and wave cooling jellies while all you can do is get hot.
This
discos in heaven all shot at 11, and they only serve pop in the bars, sir. But I'll put you at ease with some good Lebanese, a blue film and two or three jars, sir. Yes, Beelze is the name, and sin is the game, and I play it most surely to win, sir. There's legions of demons in my nether region, so let yourself go and drop in, sir.
Crispy. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Rosanna from the band backing Engelbert Humperdinck, and it's back with the group seen about here with a touch of the rhythm and blues, number called Killing Floor from Plastic Penny. Plastic Penny. Hey, we're really in a great groove on this week's Top of the Pops. Having a ball here in the studio.
Do you like soul music?
No.
Do you like soul music? No. Yeah, that's Brian Matthew there. That's from a transcription LP that was sent around the world to radio stations. Would have been played on the World Service like that. They called them Top of the Pops. Nothing to do with the television.
No, I was going to say, I never saw Brian presenting Top of the Pops. No. I can't quite imagine him being part of the lineup.
But you can find that now on Plastic Penny. Everything I Am, the complete Plastic Penny, a 3-CD box set. And that was Killing Floor, which you correctly sussed out.
Yeah, it was the Lemon song by Led Zeppelin. Although they had to change the name when everybody sussed that it was. In fact, they just ripped off Killing Floor. So.
Yeah. So we didn't hear about lemons being squeezed in that particular version by Plastic Penny. But a curio indeed. And now another curio, not you, great mate, I hasten to add.
I was a little bit curious.
What have we got on the turntable now?
Well, this piece of music bugged me for years because I used to listen to it and I thought, what's that piece of music? I never managed to track down what it was until I saw the film one day and I realised it was from the soundtrack of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So this is from the soundtrack LP. It's called South American Getaway, written by Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
And I think if anybody used to listen to Radio North Sea in 1970, they'll instantly know what it is.
Well, as I was lining up, I got it straight away. So hopefully you at the other end of the tin cans will also know what this came from. What it was used for. Was it Mark Wesley, I think, made up the... I've turned you off. Sorry, Paul.
Yeah, Mark Wesley did the promotion.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
ba 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 da da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da ba da 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 ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da 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 ba da da ba da ba da da ba da 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 ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da 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 ba da ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da 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 ba da da ba da ba da da ba da 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 ba da da ba da ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da ba
Who amongst you was singing
R&R?
Well, I didn't like to sing it like that, right, mate? Oh, so, yeah, that was from the soundtrack, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Burt Bacharach song, South American Getaway. That's what we need, right, mate?
I think we do.
So, here's another theme tune. This one... It was the kind of the elder brother to Blue Peter. It was those ruffians on the ITV channel.
The Scallywags.
Can you think what what children's programme...
Oh, it would be Magpie.
It would be great, mate, yes.
One for sorrow, two for job, three for a girl and four for a boy. Five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told. Magpie. Eight's a wish and nine a kiss, ten is a bird you must not miss. Eight's a wish and nine a kiss, ten is a bird you must not miss.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
My baby, you're cool. And even though you've never been to school, I know you're fine. But then you change your mind. Then you start on drifting.
You needed all of my love for bad, 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 bad nights, woman.
A bad night, it's gonna be. She was getting pretty bad, bad. A bad, 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 bad night is gonna be. A
Oh, you've surpassed yourself, Grant. That's my favourite Cat Stevens single there.
That's a lovely single, that, yeah.
And I soon learnt that if I particularly liked something, it was destined not to go into the charts.
It began a run of successful or unsuccessful flop singles for Cat Stevens.
It was too good. It was complicated. It was psychedelic. It was wonderful. It probably got to something like number 27 in the chart.
Yeah, and then after that, he did nothing until he joined the Ireland label.
No, that's right. He did a series of singles, Where Are You and Kitty.
Yeah.
Cat Stevens, in case we didn't mention the name there. And prior to that, it was the Magpie TV theme, just the one used on the television. This is the actual longer single mix. It was from the Murgatroyd band.
Released on Decca, I think.
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah, I just vaguely remember it.
And the Murgatroyd band, we're pretty certain, were Paul.
Spencer Davis Group.
Yeah, Magpie.
Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
what was prophesied was true, and it's all being witnessed now by you. Faces of the children and the artist's loving hand are all returning into sight. And the waters of the ocean, like the rivers running by, it brings a tear to your eye. Don't let them die. Never get the feeling that it's all coming true. Recognized by you. Feeling Nostradamus told us true, and it's all being witnessed now by you. And the river running dry, it brings a tear to your eyes. Faces of the children and the artist's loving hands are all returning into sight. Slip right through our hands.
a delightful track you brought along there. Great, mate.
Yeah, it's a little crackly, that album, but I was quite elated when I heard that. I thought it was probably the best track on that album.
1977.
Yeah, it's Justin Hayward. They all sort of went their own separate ways in the mid-70s, the Moody Blues. And, that's from an album called Songwriter. Just before he sang Forever Autumn for Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. So, yeah, a nice little track.
And it was called Nostradamus.
It was, yeah.
I've got another track called Nostradamus now. Last time you were here, or a few weeks ago when you were here, you had a Al Stewart album with you.
Yeah, I had the Orange album from 1972.
And the next album, I think...
After that would be this particular album.
Yeah, Past, Present and Future.
That's the one.
And this is called Nostradamus. There's lots of predictions, most of which have probably happened, but some may not. I was just looking at the lyrics, which you're going to hear very shortly. Two great men, yet brothers not, make the North united stand. Its power be seen to grow, and fear possess the eastern lands. Now, has that happened yet?
Well, is that anything to do with us, by any chance?
Well, I've been waiting for, over the years, I've listened to this Al Stewart
tune. You thought something's going to come, something's going to prophesy.
And I'm wondering, could it be Donald Trump?
Possibly.
And Boris Johnson.
The less said about those two, the better, I think, Chris.
Let you listen to Al Stewart from the album Past, Present and Future, Nostradamus, and listen to these lyrics very, very carefully, because Nostradamus, he seemed to make some pretty good predictions. He predicted Hitler. I think he called him Hister, if you listen to these lyrics now.
In the east, the wind is blowing, the boats across the sea. On the sails, what fill the morning, and the cry bring out to me. Oh, the more it changes, the the hand just rearranges the players in the game. Oh, I stood alone on the veil of all the years, goes sinking from my eyes like a stone. She'll fall and put to death by the English Parliament. She'll be fire and plague to London come in the year of 623. An emperor of France shall rise who will be born near Italy. His rule cost his empire dear. Napoleon his name shall be. steal the sprinkled cum and the government driven out shall be. An English king seeks divorce and from his throne cast down is he. One named Hester shall become a captain of greater Germany. No law does this man observe and bloody his rise and fall shall be.
Possess the eastern land.
household name Paul is doomed to die. A great wall that divides the city at this time is cast aside. These are the signs I bring to you to show you when the time is nigh. Your time is sand, your ways are leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me. Man, man, your time is sand, your ways are leaves upon the sea. I am the eyes of Nostradamus, all your ways are known to me.
Working on my calves. Whoa, look at those big rascals. I've got special trousers made soon. Big bloke like myself needs a good workout, so I slip off to the country every now and then and wrestle a couple of bulls. You know, lots of people write in thanking me for the way my methods really help them to get a better physique and all-round health. And talking about the country, here's a letter from a young fellow who's just starting out. He writes,
Dear Gregory Pectorals, I read about your unique body training methods in a magazine. My problem is this. I am 25 years of age and of fair complexion. I might add, I am not considered unattractive by persons whom opinions I respect. However, I weigh only 5 stone, and I am too ashamed to take my shirt off, even at night. How soon can I get me the body I desire?
Well, that all depends on how much you put into it. I don't just mean training. Diet's pretty important too, so why not get out and eat a few raw sheep? That's going to put the...
How much will it cost me if I came to you for this service?
Prices vary, of course, but I think I could probably have you tossing medicine balls about for 15 guineas over a period of maybe 3 years.
And what will it do for me?
Well, make you much bigger, of course. Much, much bigger, like me.
What do I do with my new body?
Well, for one thing, you can lift heavy objects. You can look over walls, too, if you like.
Will I need special equipment?
No, just the determination to show off and the mentality of a pig.
Will I be able to bend things? Like the 5-barred gate at the bottom of the field?
Yeah. And you can tear up telephone directories. You'll find yourself being asked out to parties and all sorts of events.
Hope something develops from this. Yours faithfully, Roy Bradley.
After all, that's what your right arm's for.
Where do you find them?
When John Peel was away on holiday once, John Walters drafted in Vivian Stanshall. And Viv wasn't content just to play discs.
He wouldn't be, no.
No, he had to make all these sketches. And that was Vivian Stanshall playing the part of Gregory Pectorals. With Jim Capaldi was the other guy there.
And Traffic.
Of Traffic fame. And I've only dug that out because Paul's brought a Jim Capaldi single along. Paul,
yeah,
we've got there in the end.
We did. It's a long way to get there, but yeah, this is one of Jim's, I think it might have been his first solo single from 1972. This is called, well, it's called Eve, but he pronounces it Evie. It's a nice little song.
Evie, there's a woman in your eyes. Oh, you made me realize, Evie, you give me a
smile. Oh, Lily, you're only a child, but it's making me turn my head all the time, 'cause looking at your face is like seeing the sunshine. You down. Oh, yeah. I'll always be
at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Everything returns again.